It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell along with Andy Carbone. And Andy, what's the very latest on the Red Sox wins and losses down in spring training?
Well, they're kind of plodding along, Bill. Good morning, everybody. They're 5-7 during the spring training schedule so far. But I guess that's not really important what's going on the field. We've got to be worried about what's happening off the field, first of which with David Price. First of which, he does not need surgery on that left elbow. Dr. James Andrews said that Price has a unique elbow. Price will attempt to throw either today or tomorrow to see how it's feeling. He hasn't thrown in just over a week at this point, so there's no major structural damage, which I guess is really great for Red Sox fans. Hopefully, once he starts throwing again, things will have settled down and we don't have to worry about Price too much further into the season, but absolutely questions that he will be ready for spring training. At the end of spring training and the beginning of the regular season, that's not going to happen. So most likely, he'll finally see Price in a regular game probably toward the end of April, beginning of May at the earliest.
Oh, my. Well, Andy, if I look in my medical books, will I find unique elbow?
I don't think any of us have a unique elbow, Bill. I think it's just David Price. I've never heard that term before. I don't know what that really means, unique elbow, just the fact that, I don't know, maybe he just doesn't have the wear and tear that most pitchers' elbows do, but something's bothering him in there, and hopefully whatever it is, it's gone away.
And just for clarification for our listeners, that you are not a medical doctor. Okay, so let's move on here. Yeah, okay. Other Red Sox pitching news. Andy, what do you have for us?
Well, we'll take a look at what we'll be making up the starting five to start off the season. Happening this week, Chris Sale finally made his spring debut. He pitched on Monday against the Astros, won a couple innings, gave up a couple runs, four hits, couple strikeouts. He was happy with his performance, you know, just going through the motions, getting it out there and airing it out. So it's really don't look too much into that performance, but he did fine. Eduardo Rodriguez, he pitched on Tuesday against the Nationals, two runs over three innings. Again, he's coming back from that off-season knee issue when he hurt himself down in winter ball, but all signs are leading toward Eduardo getting a rotation spot going forward. And then Rick Porcello, he pitched on Wednesday against the Mets. He got whacked around a little more, giving up four runs in three innings. He did get hit in the right thumb on a ball hit back to the mound, but he's expected to be okay and in the line to make his next turn when it happens at the beginning of the week. And other rotation members, Drew Pomerantz and Stephen Wright, they'll be making their spring debut on Monday the 13th, so that could be your starting five to start things off. David Price probably on the shelf to get the season going, and then we'll see what happens when Price is ready and raring to go.
All right, so there's the we've talked about the Price injury. Are there other Sox injuries on the pitching staff to be concerned about?
Not really. I think everybody else, other than, well, in a minor league situation, Ruan Elias, he pitched a little bit for the Sox last year, expected to start the season down in Pawtucket. He went in for tests yesterday on a right intercostal strain. That really doesn't affect the big club right now unless you had issues with Pomerantz or Wright. He's kind of the next line of guys on the lower end with Henry Owens and Brian Johnson. But we'll see how this plays out. It's a muscle on the side of the rib cage. You know, this could sideline him for a bit. But, again, the Red Sox were concerned with him and wanting him in the rotation at this point. That means we have some red flags being thrown.
Andy, last week we talked about the Red Sox batting order, and you talked about number one and number two. This week we have news on possibly number three in the order.
Well, things have changed up a little bit this week, Bill. Andrew Benintendi was told by John Farrell that he'd be starting things off as the number two hitter, and things are now leaning toward he could see him batting third this season to kind of break up the left-right combinations at the top of the order into the middle of the order. And Jim Rice is saying that Benintendi is the second coming of Fred Lynn. Of course, Fred batted third for the Sox over his tenure, so maybe there's some comparisons there. We'll have to see how that all plays out.
All right. Other Sox news, Andy. What else do you have for us from around the team?
Well, a couple bullpen notes. Manager John Farrell feeling that by going to pitch in the WBC, Fernando Abad puts himself in a less than ideal position for making the team come opening day. Abad hasn't really pitched that well for the Sox in the spring before he headed off to the WBC. He is battling Robbie Scott for that left-handed specialist role. Also, Abad's $2 million salary, which got an arbitration for this year, is not fully guaranteed unless he makes the opening day roster, so that could be a factor as well. And reliever Tyler Thornburg, who the Sox picked up in the offseason in the trade with the Milwaukee Brewers, Travis Shaw, he's having a rough spring. He's allowed 9 runs and 7 hits in an inning and a third of work. And Farrell says that Thornburg's issues are because of his mechanics, so we'll see how that all plays out, but he's expected to be a major cog in that back end of the bullpen, so hopefully he can get things figured out quickly.
Gotcha. All right. Now, Hanley Ramirez, I wasn't aware, he has an injury as well?
Yeah, he's been battling some shoulder stiffness throughout the spring. In fact, that's why he's not playing in the WBC. He had to bow out because the Red Sox didn't want him to play He was going to be playing first base in the WBC. Red Sox did not want him throwing because of the shoulder situation. But that seems to be clearing up a bit. He's expected to start throwing against Sue, but still no timetable when he'll play the field. He'll be strictly DHing. But on the hitting end of things, it's certainly not bothering his shoulder, not bothering his power. He's been launching a few home runs in these spring training games, so not concerned about that. And during the season, Hanley's going to be spending most of his time as a DH anyway, so I don't think this is a major factor to worry about.
Now, Andy, a few weeks ago we talked about Jerry Remy announcing that he is battling another bout of cancer but receiving treatments for it. But he is scheduled to be back in the booth, correct?
Yes, some good news to report with Jerry. He's definitely back this season. It's been his 30th season, actually, and he'll have his first game on Nesson on March 25th. So that's a good sign that Jerry's feeling better, and he'll be back in the booth come the end of the month.
Oh, how about that longevity? 30 years, wow. All right.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We get a job like that.
Yeah. Where is that? And any other Sox notes here, Andy, to take us out of the Red Sox notes?
One little interesting nugget for everyone. Red Sox first baseman Mitch Moreland. He's only one of two players last year to hit at least 20 home runs, but did not have a sacrifice fly. Moreland hit 22 home runs. The only other player on the list was the Major League home run leader, Mark Trumbo, the Baltimore Orioles, had 47 home runs last year, but did not have a sacrifice fly.
Oh, my. You don't have a lot of sacrifice flies, you know?
Well, you figure these home run guys are launching balls in the air. You figure there'd be a sacrifice fly put in the mix someplace along the line.
No, I'm with you. All right. Around Major League Baseball, this is the part where, I just don't have the time, Andy, to follow everything, all the ins and outs. But I got to tell you, I'm following A-Rod, but you have a new addition to the A-Rod tracking this week. What is it?
Well, a couple little nuggets out of the A-Rod camp. He took 15 young Yankees to dinner over the last week, and he basically sat them down and said, don't do what I did when you're starting off your career, obviously relating to the steroid situation. So hopefully he knocks some sense into the youngsters that they won't follow the same path that A-Rod did. So a little bit of admission there from A-Rod as well. And the latest news on A-Rod is that he's reportedly dating singer Jennifer Lopez. So this will be another one of those high-profile public relationships that we'll see how that plays out down the road.
Andy, I got to tell you, though, I found about the Jennifer Lopez thing a few days ago before this. I got to tell you that, you know. That's not a scoop.
My source is a little bit behind, I guess.
Yeah, that's not a scoop, folks. Let me just tell you right now. Well, the WBC is underway, and Derek Jeter's in the news as well. Tell me more.
Yeah, WBC is underway. United States team plays their first game today. I'm not really a huge fan of the WBC, so I don't have that much more to offer. I mean, if it's on, I'll glance by it. Other than that, it's just, to me, it's like another spring training game, so I don't really put much focus in on the WBC. I just hope that any Red Sox players that are involved don't get themselves hurt for the beginning of the season, because obviously that's where it's more important. Former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter made the comment saying his favorite player to watch right now is Mookie Betts. So that's kind of a nice nod for Mookie to have someone like Jeter saying that they enjoy watching him. Another note, Nationals starting pitcher Steven Strasburg, who's one of their number one pitchers, obviously. He's no longer going to throw out of the stretch this season. No more wind-up, try to ease on mechanic situations and be more fluid in his throws to the plate. So we'll have to see how that all plays out.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of other things. And I think they're National League based, I guess, but what are some other notes from around MLB?
Well, one good feel-good story coming out of Major League Baseball and a couple little side notes of interest. Cardinals starting pitcher Adam Wainwright, he's the number one pitcher of their staff. He got pitching prospect Ryan Sheriff a rental car for the rest of spring training after seeing Sheriff walking back and forth to workouts every day throughout spring training so far. So he went up to Sheriff and says, why are you walking back and forth, to your apartment, back to the field every day? Do you have a car? Do you have a bike? And he said, no, I can't afford a car. I don't have a bike, so I'm just getting some extra exercise going back and forth. And once Wainwright heard about that, he set it up with the team to make sure that Sheriff got a rental car for the rest of spring training, so that was a nice way for Wainwright to kind of pay back and help a youngster out there and give him that car for the rest of spring training. So that's a nice feel-good story. You don't hear many stories like that throughout Major League Baseball, so that was a good one. And a couple of side notes, the Upton brothers, Melvin and Justin, in their careers they've each hit 262 doubles, and they both have grounded into 98 double plays in their career. Thought that was pretty interesting that two brothers have the same exact stats in a couple categories.
Are they twins or just brothers? I could see if they were twins that happening, Andy, but
well, they're not twins. I can't give them that credit, but still, those are pretty oddball stats to have the same exact amount through your playing career at this time as the season starts off.
Then that is oddball then. All right, go ahead.
And then only three players in Major League Baseball history have a lifetime average of 300 or better, stolen at least 500 bases, and hit 100 home runs. One of those players is still active. That is Ichiro Suzuki of the Miami Marlins. The other players that have accomplished that in their career, also Hall of Famers, and Ichiro sure will be once he retires. Ty Cobb did the feat, as well as Paul Molitor.
Gotcha. Hey, this week marks, and you probably know this with Andrew, this is the week that all the local college teams are headed south, correct?
That they are. Most of the college, some teams are down there right now. Next week's a big week for it with spring break as well. So, college baseball getting underway, then they get to come up here and play in the snow before they know it.
Our baseball insider son plays college baseball. All right. Well, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll check again with you soon.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.